We celebrate the kindness of the Mother of Jesus. Let us join her in singing the praise of God. O Holy One, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. My soul magnifies Adonai. My spirit dances with joy in God my Savior. Lady of the Visitation, daughter of a royal name, where so quickly do you hasten, glowing with the Spirit's flame? Christ it is you bear within you, love it is that leads you on to attend your holy cousin at the birth of her son John. See, Elizabeth in greeting comes to meet you with the word. Blessed are you among all women, God has called and you have heard. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, so your cousin claims her Lord. Him who lies within your body, Word eternal, Christ adored. Honor, glory, praise, and power be to you, the Virgin Son, with the Abba and the Spirit, while eternal ages run. Amen. Mary arose and went with haste into the hill country, to a town of Judah. My heart overflows with a marvelous song. I must sing my ode to the one I love, my tongue as skilled as a scribal pen. You are unrivaled in beauty, and graciousness is poured out upon your lips. How greatly God has blessed you. Listen, O daughter, give ear to my words. Leave your family and home behind. Your lover desires your beauty. You may share the gift of your love. The people of Tyre come with their gifts. The whole of the people pay you honor. For as queen you are clothed with splendor, your robes embroidered with pearls and gold. You are led with your sister companions, escorted with gladness and joy. You enter the palace of your love. Your children will inherit the throne and reign with justice throughout the land. May this song make your name remembered forever. May the people praise you from age to age. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Mary arose and went with haste into the hill country, to a town of Judah. A reading from the book of the prophet Joel. You shall know that I am in the midst of Israel. I am Adonai, your God, and there is no other. My people shall never more be put to shame. Then afterward I will pour out my spirit upon all humankind. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Thanks be to God. Glorify Adonai with me, for the love of our God for me has been great. Glorify Adonai with me, for the love of our God for me has been great. From this day forward, all generations will count me blessed, for the love of our God for me has been great. Glory to the Abba, and the Word, and the Holy Breath of love. Glorify Adonai with me, for the love of our God for me has been great. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant in her womb leapt for joy, and she was filled with the Holy Spirit. Blessed be Adonai, the God of Israel, who visits this people to set us free, raising for us a sign of salvation in the house and family of David. God promised throughout past ages, in words of holy prophets, to save us from our enemies and from the control of our oppressors. Adonai favored our ancestors and remembered the sacred covenant, the pledge to Abraham and Sarah, is now renewed for us. That freed from the grip of our foes, we might worship without fear and be both just and holy for the rest of our days. And you, child called Prophet of the Most High, will go ahead to prepare the way by teaching this people of salvation through forgiveness of their sins. For the loving compassion of the Holy One, as the rising sun will shine upon us, to illumine the darkness and dispel death's shadow, to guide our feet on the way of peace. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant in her womb leapt for joy, and she was filled with the Holy Spirit. Our dear Abba in heaven, holy be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Do not bring us to the test, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. You filled Elizabeth with the Holy Spirit. She acclaimed the presence of your Word made flesh. You blessed Mary among all women, and bless all creation through the fruit of her womb. Your mercy embraces all the faithful, from one generation to the next. You scatter the haughty and dethrone the oppressor, and raise those who have no status or prestige. You dismiss the rich and the famous, but fill the hungry with good things. You come to the aid of those who are needy, ever mindful of your compassion and mercy. Gracious God, you showed great favor to Mary of Nazareth and asked her to bring your eternal word into the world. May we follow her example and carry your liberating word into a world that still longs for the poor to be lifted up and the hungry to be filled with good things. May all who celebrate this feast of her visit to Elizabeth work together for the freedom and flourishing of all people and the whole of creation. We ask this through Jesus, the incarnate Word, who lives and loves with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. May the Word of God, born of Mary of Nazareth, bless us with her courage and strength. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God.